We turn now to local sports here on KNKX. Seattle wants to be part of the 2026 World Cup soccer tournament. It was announced this week that the United States, Canada, and Mexico will host the international competition in 8 years. Seattle is vying to be one of the 10 U.S. host cities. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel told 88.5's Kristen Kendrick the city has a good chance, but it's not a shoo-in.
Art, Seattle has the opportunity to be a site for the 2026 World Cup.
Yeah, this is a big deal in the soccer community. 2026, it's going to be in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. They had a combined bid in a new format because the World Cup in 2026 will contain 48 teams instead of 32. That makes for a total of 80 games, and they're going to spread them across three nations. And the U.S. will have 10 cities that will host. Right now, there's a list of 17 that will host the 60 games. And they're going to cut that field down to 10. Seattle wants to be in that in the most desperate way. I think that's going to be a lot of fun to have two or three games here. We don't know exactly when or how that's all going to work. Lots of details were unexplained in this bid, but it definitely is a big deal for Seattle, a city that I might say for all its size and robust economy doesn't host many national or international sports events. And this is what they hope to be kind of a coming out party for Seattle as an international sports marketplace.
Well, there's certainly an interest in soccer here in Seattle. The Sounders' attendance has set records. But there are pros and cons to Seattle hosting a World Cup game.
I think there's a real strength here in the community because, as you mentioned, the Sounder attendance has been among the league leaders. They've really done a great job in youth soccer. So there's kind of a built-in passion for the game going back decades. The drawback that the Seattle bid will have is that CenturyLink Field has got an artificial surface. The world soccer community hates fake grass. And so Seattle will do what it has done in the past when it's hosted international tournaments and friendlies, is they truck in sod and lay it over the artificial surface. Now, that's worked sometimes, and sometimes it hasn't. There have been coaches from international teams who've come here and said, oh, ick, there's a big gap in the seams, or there's lumps, or whatever. And it has had a spotty history, but Adrian Hanauer, the majority owner of the Sounders, was adamant that it will be a non-issue. He said they're going to be able to have the turf installed weeks ahead of the first game, allowing the grass to knit together. And he also anticipates technological improvements that will make the natural grass even better than it is now.
Well, the good news of Seattle vying for being one of the cities to host the World Cup in 2026 kind of contrasts to the bad news that the Sounders have been dealing out
lately. The Sounders have not had a happy time here this year. This is probably the worst start they've ever had. They have 3 wins, 8 losses, and 2 ties. They're 10th in the 12-team Western Conference. They've really been grim so far. Jordan Morris being absent for the season with his knee problem is a big blow. Clint Dempsey is kind of half the guy he used to be. It's just really not working out well. And, of course, they're going to have 2 guys in the World Cup. So if you're looking for a local angle, Gustav Svensson is playing for Sweden. Roman Torres is playing for Panama. And you might want to cheer them because there's no U.S. team this year. They failed to qualify for the tournament, but you're a free agent fan and you can choose whomever you like.
Well, speaking of that, who do you like in this year's tournament?
I'm all about Iceland. I love that Viking chant that they use with the hand clap, and they're the smallest country ever to be in the World Cup field. So I'm predicting that they will, in fact, go all the way and beat Spain and Germany, and we will all be Icelanders.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.